KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
Welcome to Marathon High School Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it is a non-conference matchup, start of the final week of the regular season, as the Marathon Red Raiders, 17-5 overall, 10-5 in Marrowood South, play host to the Spencer Rockets, 9-13 overall. They are 2-12 in the Central Wisconsin Conference East. From the Marathon High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, the Red Raiders come off an exciting win on Friday. Hope you heard it right here on 98.9 WXCO. Red Raiders edged Phillips by a score of 69-65. 17 points in that game for Maven Schneider, 15 for Caitlin Love, 10 for Miley Hulkey. It was a game the Raiders led by as many as 20. Saw Phillips come all the way back, take a one-point lead late in the second half, but Marathon able to finish it off well and win the basketball game for their 17th W of the season. Just tonight, and then their season finale on Thursday against Auburndale before the playoffs get underway. And tonight, it is Parents' Night, and right now all the Marathon players are being introduced along with their parents, so it's going to be a little bit of a late start here tonight. The Marathon JV team won 52-27. But yesterday, the brackets for the postseason playoffs were released. And coming up after a short break, we're going to take a look at the brackets for the Marathon Red Raiders in Division 4. That's straight ahead. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Part City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
at Chad Holmes again from the Marathon High School gym, where the Marathon Red Raiders are getting set to take on the Spencer Rockets. As I said yesterday, the seedings were announced for the WIAA girls basketball playoffs. Marathon in Division 4, sectional number 1, and the Red Raiders earn a number 3 seed, and that means as well that they get a first round bye. The top 4 seeds in the bracket get a bye. Looking at the entirety of the bracket, the playoffs will begin next Tuesday night. Number 9 seed is Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. They will play at number 8 Hurley. The winner moves on to play at number 1 seeded Cameron in a regional semifinal on Friday. Also, number 5 seeded Ladysmith next Tuesday will take on number 12 seeded Shawamigan. The winner moves on to play at number 4 seeded Phillips in the regional semifinals. Number 11 seed Abbotsford will meet number 6 seeded Cadott. That is coming up next Tuesday. The winner then will come here to Marathon to take on the 3rd seeded Red Raiders in the regional semifinal a week from Friday night. Number 7 seed is Edgar. They will take on number 10 seeded Colby. That game in Edgar next Tuesday. The winner will play at number 2 seeded Chippewa Falls McDonald. Then after the winners on Friday are determined, they will move on to play the very next night. The regional final will be played on Saturday evening. So if it goes chalk, Marathon would go to Chippewa Falls McDonald in the regional final, a 3-2. And Phillips would go to Cameron, 4-1. But, again, you have to win the basketball games in order to move on. So it should be a very exciting week. The sectionals will then be played the following week on Thursday and on Saturday. And then the state tournament will be held Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March the 15th at the Resch Center in Green Bay. So a lot of excitement to come in the next couple of weeks. But still some work to be done when it comes to the regular season. And coming up next, we will talk to the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders, Jeff Schneider. Marathon versus Spencer, high school girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marathon High School girls basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Final week of the regular season getting underway, down to the final two games before the playoffs next week. And tonight it's a non-conference game for the Raiders taking on Spencer. From Marathon High School, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Jeff Schneider. And briefly about Friday's game. Again, it was an exciting game, maybe a little too exciting for you at the end, but it was a bit of a roller coaster. I mean, it started off, you got off to a good start, then they had a 10-point run. It was 10-5. Mm-hmm. And then you had a great rest of the first half, led by, I think, 17 at one point, close to 20. And then, of course, Phillips is too good. You knew they were going to make a run at you. It had to have been a roller coaster on the bench for you on Friday night, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, you're right, Chad. I mean, it was one of the better quality halves played, obviously, in the first half, but give Phillips credit. They're conference champions in the Merriwood North and a really good team with a super, senior Mataya. And, so I thought we knew that was kind of coming, and credit to our kids for taking punches and fighting back and pulling it out.
At this point of the year, and it would have been easy when you lose a 20-point lead and then fall behind at 3-pointers. It's like, down by a point. To be able to regain that composure, to be able to finish the game and get the W, that was vitally important this time of year, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just a super growing experience, especially for, a lot of kids that haven't been in that situation. You know, we have a lot of returners, but close games like that and against good teams and with pressure and a good atmosphere. So just a super experience, and I'm glad we could come out on top.
Then yesterday saw the brackets and to be a number 3 seed. I mean, that's a great accomplishment for this group, isn't it?
It is. I think that the kids maybe don't realize it right now, but, when we're done, it's the achievements and the things they've done. Growing and getting better, and it's shown up in the win column and the 3 seed and getting a chance hopefully to play in the regional final and that's just from where we were a year ago, just pretty amazing, and a lot of all the credit to these kids for how hard they've worked.
One of the things is always at that computer, and I was looking at D1 a little bit because I saw that Everest had swept West this year, and then they were down below them. But obviously, I mean, with Rapids, Everest, and West, they kind of beat up on each other. But I think Everest in the old system would have been ahead of West. I just think based on 2 wins in the head-to-head. As you looked at your bracket, so did it look pretty well for you?
Yeah, Chippewa Falls McDonald doesn't have nearly the record-wise as some of the other teams, but like us and Phillips, but just the teams they play and are super quality in their strength of the schedule, and I think it's important that they factor that in, and I think that's a good thing. So at some point you have to beat anyone, and you have to beat really good teams, and that's what makes the tournament so great.
Tonight, Spencer, final non-conference game before you finish things up with Auburndale later in the week. It's a team that struggled a bit, I think it's fair to say. What are you looking for here tonight? What do you want to see from your girls?
Well, continue just to, try to keep getting better at the things we have the last week or so. I think we've gotten a lot better at moving the ball, a lot better at sharing the ball, a lot better at, seeing defense and making better timing with cuts, especially against zone defenses. Like to see us rebound well, get the ball out in transition like we did last Friday, and play with our pace. And then just, do a good job on, they got 2 kids that are really good shooters. Autumn Davis is a super player and a really good shooter and from anywhere. We got to do a good job and try and lock them up as best we can.
Good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Head coach of the Raiders, Jeff Schneider, will come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip coming up next. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Cam Holmes again from Marathon High School as the Marathon Red Raiders get set to take on the Spencer Rockets. A quick note that if you're looking for a great activity in Marathon on Saturday, well, coming up this Saturday at 2 p.m., it's Bowling for Cancer at the Marathon City Sports Center. It's to raise funds for Extra Innings, a terrific local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It's a singles 9-pin tap tourney with prizes. Entry is just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. Call Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 to sign up. And we'll see you at Marathon City Sports Center on Saturday at 2 for Bowling for Cancer with Extra Innings. And again, I've had an opportunity to talk to Ted Harkey, who runs Extra Innings. Passionate for this. It's about serving the folks here in our area. All the money raised goes to helping cancer patients and their families in this area. And if you want to learn more about Extra Innings, tune in to my program here on 98.9 WXCO on Wednesday morning, and we'll have Ted coming into studio to talk about the organization and this event. Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center this Saturday. 9-pin tap tourney with prizes at 2 p.m. And again, to sign up, just give Marathon City Sports Center a call, 715-443-2522. Taking a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Spencer, 9-13 overall, 2-12 in the CWC East. Number 0, Montana Coles, a senior averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 1, Emma Schultz, a junior, 2.9 points per game. Number 11, Hannah Schreiner. She's a senior, 3.2 points per game. Number 21, Autumn Davis, a 5'9 junior, averaging 17.2 points per game. She is the leading scorer by far for the Rockets. And number 30, Emma Neiman, a senior, 5.2 points per game. Again for Spencer, Montana Coles, Emma Schultz, Hannah Schreiner, Autumn Davis, and Emma Neiman. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 17-5 overall, 10-5 in the Marrowood South. Number 4, Miley Halkey, a 5'10" junior, 11.4 points, 7.2 rebounds per game. Number 5, Emma Love, a 6-foot junior, 9.9 points, 6.4 rebounds per game. Number 10, Caden Sapinski, a 5'5" senior, averaging 2.3 points per game. Number 14, Chen Ping Pakatong, a 5'3 senior, 3.9 points per game. And number 32, Maven Schneider, a 5'8 sophomore, 4.6 points per game. Again for the Raiders, Miley Halkey, Emma Love, Caden Sapinski, Chen Ping Pakatong, and Maven Schneider. Head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders is Jeff Schneider. Marathon, 17 wins, an opportunity. Few more W's to get to 20, and that would be just an amazing turnaround. 7 wins a year ago, already 17, and looking for more before all is said and done. We will take one more timeout and then come back and have the opening tip-off coming up next. This is Marathon High School Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Again here from Marathon as we are ready to go. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Spencer Rockets. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Heading to a very exciting time of the year. End of the regular season and towards the playoffs. In fact, hockey playoffs get underway this week. Girls basketball playoffs next week. Boys basketball will hear their seedings coming up this coming Sunday. And then their playoffs will begin in a couple of weeks. There's the tip. We are underway. Battle for the basketball and dug out by Spencer and Autumn Davis. Davis into the forecourt, moves it left wing side, taken there by Coles. Coles rotates right wing side, goes off the fingertips of Emma Neiman and out of bounds. So an early turnover on the Rockets, and the Red Raiders will get their first offensive set. Over the timeline, Pakatong moves it left hand side to Schneider. Schneider 26 feet from the basket. Gets it out top, taken there by Caden Sapinski. Back to Schneider, left wing side. Sapinski near the top of the key. Sapinski looks into the lane, Miley Halkey. Halkey drops it down low to Love. Love misses the layup. Rebound is grabbed by Autumn Davis. Davis will now bring it up court for the Spencer Rockets. Davis dribbles her way, now works her way inside, kicks it left-hand side. Now looking to penetrate is Schultz. Schultz moves it right wing. Three-pointer for Coles. Came up short, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's dug out by Maven Schneider. And then she will be tied up with the arrow pointing towards Marathon. 17-12 to go, first half. Still no score. Reminder that every timeout brought to you by the Marathon Part City in Marathon City. Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. Pakatong out top to Schneider. Schneider 23 feet from the basket. Pakatong left wing side. Left corner, Miley Halkey. Halkey will dribble her way to the wing. Now skips it right wing side. Sapinski into the right corner. Pakatong trapping defense here for Spencer. Now at the free throw line, Miley Halkey. Halkey holds it. Now backs it up. Miley dribbles about 22 feet from the basket. Schneider now moves it left wing side. Pacatong back to Schneider. Right wing side, Sapinski. Inside, Emma Love. She gets tripled. Emma now finds some room, goes up from seven and hits it. The defense backed off after the little bobble, and Love took advantage. First points of the game for Emma Love, and Marathon off to a 2-0 lead. Into the fourth court come the Rockets. Left-hand side, Emma Neiman. Neiman in front of the Marathon bench, left corner. Three-pointer for Davis. Off the window, no good. Rebound grabbed by Miley Halkey for the Red Raiders. Halkey will bring it up court now for Marathon. Moves it left-hand side, Maven Schneider. Schneider near the top of the key. Schneider moves it left-hand side, Sapinski. Sapinski skips it over to Pacatong. Pacatong right wing side, 20 feet from the basket. Pacatong inside, Halkey makes a nice grab, lays it up and in. So Miley Halkey gets on the score sheet for the Raiders. 15:45 to go first half, 4-0 Marathon with the lead. Autumn Davis works her way left wing side. Davis, again in front of the Marathon bench, gets it out top to Coles. Coles back over to Davis. Long three-pointer from the left wing. It's short, no good. That was an NBA range three-pointer. Ball bounces out of bounds over to Marathon. So Raiders will get it back. Raiders, again, want to get this one, get number 18, and then a tough one coming up on Thursday. Great test before the playoffs, taking on Auburndale here in Marathon. Right wing side, Pacatong, back top Sapinski, left wing side, Maven Schneider. Left corner, Emma Love. Love back to Schneider. Schneider between the circles. Now stops her dribble, right wing side, Kaden Sapinski. Sapinski back to the top of the key. Left wing side, Schneider. Schneider skips it right wing to Pacatong. Pacatong inside, Emma Love. Love is bumped and she'll be fouled. First foul of the game will be called on Hannah Schreiner. 14:56 to go, first half. 4-0 Marathon with the edge. Sapinski inside Miley Halkey. Strip, gets it back, lays it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, grabbed by Love. Love kicks it back to Schneider. Schneider, a 23-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed again by Kaden Sapinski. Another chance for Marathon. Gets it out top to Pacatong. Left wing side, Schneider. Schneider dribbles her way near the top of the key. Bounce pass, Emma Love. 24 feet from the hole. Halkey just left at the top of the key. Now to the right elbow. Right wing side, Pacatong. Pacatong hits the cutter, Sapinski. To the basket, off the window, no good. Rebound, Hannah Schreiner for Spencer. Back up court come the Rockets. Left-hand side, tipped away by Schneider, out of bounds. We'll stick with Spencer. First substitutions, Macy Mishka in, as is Caitlin Love. Chenping Pacatong and Kaden Sapinski will each take a seat on the bench. Inbounded in the center circle, grabbed by Alexa Weber, who just checked in for Spencer. Gets it back over to Davis. Davis into the right corner. That's Neiman. Little floater rolls around it. A 360 around the rim and dropped in. Little seven-footer for Emma Neiman. 4-2 into the lane. Schneider kicks it back to Mishka. Mishka down the lane. Good pass to Love. Blocked from behind. Ball is loose. Grabbed by Neiman, and then she'll be tied up by Macy Mishka with the arrow pointing towards Spencer. Danica Pashik comes in now for the Raiders, replacing Emma Love. 13:56 to go first half. Raiders 4, Spencer Rockets 2. Marathon will set up some pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded on the right-hand side. Taken there by Weber. Weber double-team. Ball knocked away. Ball is battled for. And another tie-up as Miley Halkey able to tie up Alexa Weber. And the ball back over to Marathon. Inbounded, taken by Caitlin Love. Had a good night on Friday. 15 points in that game against Phillips. Now Mishka. Mishka inside. Taken by Pashek. She is doubled. Another tie-up. We are seeing the tie-ups here early. And the arrow pointing toward Spencer. Inbounded, taken by Autumn Davis. Gives it back to Weber. Weber will be doubled in the backcourt. Gets it ahead. Schreiner. Schreiner into the lane. Bow! Nice play from behind. Poked away by Macy Mishka. Picked up now by Love. Caitlin Love kicks it right wing side. Halkey. Halkey penetrates. Halkey left hand side to Mishka. Left wing side. taken there by Pashek. Rotated right corner, Love. Caitlin Love for three, hits it. Caitlin Love with the big three-pointer from the right-hand side. And Marathon with a 7-2 lead, 13:08 to go in the first half. Pass ahead tipped, grabbed on the right-hand side by Neiman, and now a whistle and a timeout called by the Rockets. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 13:02 to go in the first half. 7-2 Raiders, back in 30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Inbounds on the far sideline from Spencer, taken by Autumn Davis. 12:57 to go, first half, 7-2 Marathon. Doubled is Davis. Good pass inside. Neiman lays it up and in. Davis saw the double and found the cutting Neiman right at the basket. 4 points for Neiman, 7-4 Marathon. 12:44 to go, first half. Left-hand side, Macy Mishka out top. Miley Halkey back to Mishka. Left-hand side, Caitlin Love moves it over to Schneider. Schneider, 22 feet from the hole. Back to Mishka. Mishka, left-hand side, Love. Now left corner, Halkey. Halkey looks baseline. Halkey to the basket, lays it up and in. Almost stepped out of bounds, but able to just stay in and then get to the rack and lay it up and in. 4 points for Miley Halkey. 9-4 lead for the Red Raiders. Neiman, left wing, 20 feet from the basket. Good pass underneath. Laid up and no good. Rebounds grabbed, however, by the missed shot by Schreiner, and then a foul coming up. This will be in the act of shooting, and Hannah Schreiner will head to the free throw line after the Macy Mishka foul. Free throw is short, no good. One more to come for Hannah Schreiner. She is a senior, averaging 3.2 points per game. Second free throw is good. 9-5 Raiders, 12:07 to go, first half. Caitlin Love over the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Moves slightly to the left. Swings it just right at the top of the key to Halkey. Halkey looking to dribble penetrate. Miley to the hole. Lays it up too hard. Rebound is grabbed by Alexa Weber. Weber now for the Rockets. Hands it off to Autumn Davis. Moves it right-hand side to Neiman. Back to Davis. Wide open three from the top of the key. Nothing but net. That is a player we heard from the coach in the pregame show. Terrific shooter. Left wide open. Hits it from 22 feet away. And it's a one-point game, 9-8 Marathon, 11.5 minutes to go in the half. Down the lane, Macy Mishka to the rack, but misses the running layup, and the rebound is grabbed by Autumn Davis. Chance now for the Rockets to take their first lead. Davis, left-hand side, penetrates, stops, needs some help, kicks it out top. It goes between the legs of Schreiner into the backcourt, and that will be an over-and-back violation on Spencer. Love, I should say Emma Love back in. Chenping Pakatong comes back in, as does Caden Sapinski. Coming out will be Macy Mishka, Maven Schneider, and Miley Halkey. Alina Jackson comes in for the first time for the Rockets. 11:13 to go, first half, 9-8 Marathon with the lead. Between the circles, Caden Sapinski. Sapinski gives it off to Pakatong. Pakatong back out top, Caitlin Love. Love into the lane. Little floater from 10. Back bracket, no good. Rebound grab by Jackson for the Rockets. Back up court comes Nina. Crossing the timeline, Montana Coles. Coles working against Caitlin Love. Pass left-hand side, right the fingertips of Emma Schultz, and it goes out of bounds. Two empty opportunities for Spencer to get their first lead. .10:48 to go in the half. Marathon back up court, leading 9-8. With it out top, Caden Sapinski moves it right. Emma Love. Emma, 22 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Caitlin Love. Right-hand corner, Sapinski. Sapinski out top. That's Pashek, now left wing side, Pakatong. Pakatong, her pass deflected, but grabbed by Caitlin Love. Caitlin, good look to Emma Love, lays it up and in. Getting doubled on the left-hand side of the lane was Caitlin Love, and a beautiful bounce pass to Emma for an easy layup. 4 points for Emma Love, 11-8 Marathon. Into the forecourt come the Rockets. With it out top is Neiman. Near the center circle, Coles. Gives it off to Davis, Autumn Davis. Davis looking to penetrate. Davis, right-hand side. 18-footer for Jackson is good. Alina Jackson off the bench with her first points. 11-10, 9:55 to go first half. Marathon with the ball and a one-point lead. Out top, Caitlin Love. Love, right wing side, Pakatong. Pakatong dribbles with the left hand to the right elbow. Now stops, right wing side, Emma Love. Top of the key, Pashek. Pashek, left wing, Caitlin Love. Works around the screen. Out top, Pakatong. Ooh, not looking for it. It was Caitlin Love. Bounced off her shoulder, then grabbed it, then lost it. Ball is battled for and dug out by Emma Schultz for Spencer. Back up court with it is Autumn Davis. Davis, left corner, goes baseline. Davis tries a reverse layup, but she'll be fouled by Pakatong. And free throws coming up now for Autumn Davis. Autumn Davis, 17.2 points per game. Leading scorer for the Rockets. First free throw, Honeycomb's out, no good. Maven Schneider and Miley Hawkey back in. Autumn Davis, a 66% free throw shooter. Hannah Schreiner back in, replacing Emma Neiman. So now a chance for Autumn Davis to tie up this game. 3-3 is no good. Oh, another chance there for Spencer to either tie or take the lead, but came up empty. Still 11-10 Marathon, nearing the midway point of the first half. Left corner, Miley Hawkey. Right wing side, Sapinski. Moves it back to Hawkey. Hawkey down the lane. Right corner, Emma Love. Up for a three-pointer. Came up short. Hawkey underneath with a rebound and the layup. So Miley Hawkey with good position underneath. 6 points for her. 13-10 lead for the Raiders. Chip pass. Ball is loose. Dug out by Miley Hawkey. And now the Raiders will bring it back up court. With it is Caden Sapinski. Skips it to Maven Schneider, left wing side. Back out top to Hawkey. Hawkey dribbles. Right wing side. Now with it is Caden Sapinski underneath. Now looking baseline. Going to the basket. Blocked is Hawkey as Davis got a hand on it. Ball will stay with the Red Raiders. 8:31 to go, first half. Marathon with a 13-10 lead. Pass inside, Miley Hawkey. Hawkey looking for room, lays it up too hard. Rebounds grabbed. Emma Love fought for it. Goes out of bounds off of Spencer. So Marathon gets another opportunity. They'll inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking to inbound. Left-hand side, Pakatong. Pakatong, 23 feet from the basket. Pakatong out top. Pakatong penetrates, goes to the basket, and she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. So, Chen-Ping Pakatong. Followed by Montana Coles. We'll head to the stripe. First free throw. He is good. Pakatong averaging 4 points per game on the season. One more to come. Second free throw. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Emma Schultz for Spencer. 4-point lead for the Raiders. Back up court comes Coles. Coles left-hand side. Alexa Weber moves it right-hand side. Taken is Jackson. Jackson, an air ball from 14 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by Miley Hawkey. Hawkey brings it up court. Hawkey is bumped, and a foul coming up on Spencer. Emma Schultz called for the foul. Neither team in any sort of foul difficulty here in this half. That is only the third team foul on Spencer. Marathon has two. Pakatong looking to inbound. Pakatong looks, gets it in out top, Maven Schneider. Schneider between the circles, moves it near side, Macy Mishka back in the game. Mishka was at left-hand side. Halkey. Halkey back on the right wing to Emma Love. Love gets it back to Pakatong. Pakatong moves it right wing side to Halkey. Halkey dribbles. Halkey now into the lane. Halkey, a little up and under, kicks it back out to Macy Mishka. Mishka, oh, 360 on the dribble, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Nice play by Macy Mishka. 360 on the dribble, got it to the rack, and a finish. 16-10 Marathon, 7:22 to go in the half. Good defense, Mishka in the grill of Weber, then thrown away, picked up by Maven Schneider. Schneider will bring it the other way for Marathon. Schneider into the lane, she'll be bumped, she'll be fouled. Team foul number 4 coming up on Spencer. Alina Jackson called for the foul on the Rockets. Her first. Marathon will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Maven Schneider looking. Still looking. Gets it in left-hand side. Macy Mishka. Mishka 20 feet from the basket. Mishka got bumped, lost the ball. No foul. Picked up by Spencer. Autumn Davis. Davis into the lane. Scoops it up and in. Little underhand scoop by Autumn Davis. Good finish by the junior. 16-12 Marathon. 6:50 to go in the half. With it out top, Pakatong goes up for a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Autumn Davis for Spencer. Back up court comes Davis. Davis left wing. Davis finds an opening. Goes baseline. Goes to the hole and hits the shot. Back-to-back baskets for Autumn Davis. She now has 7 points, and it's a two-point game, 16-14 Raiders. Maven Schneider out top. Left wing side, Emma Love. 22 feet from the basket. Oh, ball almost stolen, but grabbed by Mishka. Mishka, right wing side. Halkey up for a three. A little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound. Grabbed by Emma Love. Goes up, no good. And this time the rebound's grabbed by Alexa Weber. Chance again now for Nina to tie or take the lead. I should say Nina. I see Rockets on there. I think Nina. Spencer. And out top with it is Schreiner. Looks inside. With it is Neiman. Neiman with the right hand. No good. But a reach and a foul coming up on Maven Schneider. Don't forget again, Saturday at 2 p.m., it's Bowling for Cancer at Marathon City Sports Center to raise funds for Extra Innings, a local nonprofit where all proceeds stay local to help cancer patients and their families. It's a singles nine-pin tap tournament with prizes. Entry is just $20 and goes to a great cause. Along with bowling, there's great food and drink and bingo as well. Just call Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 to sign up, and we'll see you at Marathon City Sports Center on Saturday. Bowling for Cancer. Again, Extra Innings, a fantastic organization. Come out, have fun, and raise money for area families who are battling cancer. 2-for-2 trip at the line for Emma Neiman, and we are all even 16-16 with 5:43 to go in the first half. And now a turnover on Marathon. 6-0 run right now for Spencer, and they have a chance again to get their first lead of the game. Montana Coles into the forecourt now for the Rockets. Right-hand side, Neiman. Neiman look baseline. Good defense by Danica Pashuk. Back out top, taken by Coles. Gets it to Schultz. Schultz to Coles. Left wing side, Autumn Davis. Davis dribbles left corner. Gets it to Neiman. Left wing side, Coles. Back on the right wing side, Schreiner. Schreiner looked baseline, got stopped. Kick back out. Left wing side, Autumn Davis. Davis penetrates, goes to the corner. Near the left block, stops, moves it right wing side. Jumper from 15, no good. Rebound is grabbed. That was Schreiner with the jumper. Rebound to Miley Halkey. Now with it is Schneider. Schneider to the hole. Schneider will be fouled by Autumn Davis and head to the free throw line. No hesitation that time. Saw the opening on the left-hand side of the lane was Maven Schneider. And Schneider, who had that big night against Phillips on Friday, will step to the right. First free throw is no good. Schneider had 17 points, including 4 big free throws in the final minutes of that game. It was nip and tuck right to the final horn. Second free throw short as well. Fight for the rebound. Still loose. Diving in on Pashuk. But then she's called for a walk. She fell on the basketball, turned her body, was trying to pass it off, but is called for the steps. 5 minutes even to go, first half, 16-16. Oh, steal. Macy Mishka will lay it up and in. Good hands by Mishka. Steal and the basket. 4 points for the Marathon sophomore. And now a timeout called by Spencer. They had a hard time getting it in. 4:49 to go in the first half. 18-16 Marathon. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Parts City. 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. Marathon Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Well, it's been a tight first half here from the Marathon High School gym. Raiders an 18-16 lead over the Spencer Rockets. 4:49 to go in the first half. Inbounded, taken by Autumn Davis. Pass bounces off the hands of Coles, but chases it down. Coles now dribbles to the left corner, gets double teamed. Back out top, taken there by Neiman. Neiman into lane, up with the right-hander, no good from 6 feet away. Rebound to Mishka. Mishka will bring it up court, right-hand side, Caitlin Love. Out top, taken there by Pashek. Back to Maven Schneider. Schneider, bounce pass, Caitlin Love. Back out top, Mishka. Left wing side, Pashek. Pashek, top of the key. Miley Halkey. Halkey down the lane. Halkey gets bumped as she gets to the basket, and she will get a couple of free throws.
Shooting foul on the Rockets.
Emma Schultz call for the foul. Tomorrow night, high school boys basketball, as we will have the Wausau West Warriors taking on the Marshfield Tigers. 7 o'clock airtime, 7:50 for the opening tip here on 98.9 WXCO. First free throw for Miley Halkey is good. She's having a solid first half, now has 7 points. Reminder as well that if you've missed any of our high school sports broadcasts of Marathon, Wausau West, and New McCathic, you can go to our website, WXCO.fm. We all go to the WXCO sports segment, section. You can also get our games on Spotify and Apple and Google Podcasts. Rebound on the missed free throw from Miley Halkey. As coming up court now is Alexa Weber. Gets it over to Davis. Davis down a great pass. Laid up and in. Boy, Davis with the beautiful feed to Hannah Schreiner for the layup. 19-18 Raiders. Just under 4 minutes to go. First half. Out top, Schneider. Schneider between the circles. Now left wing side, Miley Halkey. Halkey dribbles with the right hand. Halkey stops, moves it right wing side to Schneider. Schneider out top, taken there by Danica Pashek. Pashek back on the right wing side to Mishka. Mishka dribbles with the left hand. Stops just inside the three-point arc. Hands it back to Caitlin Love. Patience in the half court here for the Raiders. Out top, Caitlin Love. Moves it right wing side to Pashek. Pashek, right corner, six-foot jumper, no good. Rebound on the weak side for Autumn Davis. Chance here again for the Rockets to get the lead. Into the forecourt, Davis. Davis now bumped, drops it off beautifully. Going to the basket, missing as Weber gets her own rebound. On the left wing side, Weber back to Davis. Bobbles it, saves it before it goes out of bounds, but into the hands of Pashek. Pass ahead, Schneider. Schneider down the lane. To the basket, she'll be fouled, and she will get a couple of free throws. Schreiner called for the foul, her second. Team foul number 7, active shooting, so 2 free throws for Maven Schneider. Free throw is a little bit strong. Boy, Maven hit all those good free throws in the final minutes on Friday, but 0 for 3 so far today. Friday she was 4 for 4 from the line and route to 17 points in that 4-point win over Phillips. Second free throw, too strong. Oh, yeah, it was too strong, but got the shooter's roll that time. Hit the back bracket and had that little roll to drop in. Caden Sapinski back in, Pakatong back in, Emma Love back in, and Addie Malepski comes in as well for Marathon. With it is Alexa Weber, 20-18 Raiders. Left-hand side, Neiman into the lane, bobbled it. Ball is tipped, but grabbed by Davis. Out top, Schreiner moves it right-hand side to Neiman. Back out to Davis. Long three-pointer, no good from 25 feet away. Way out there, halfway between the top of the arc and the center circle. Almost dropped it in. Back up court, Miley Halkey for the Raiders. Halkey in the lane. Right-hand side, Emma Love. Love backs it up 20 feet from the basket. Love now near the top of the key. Love moves it left to Miley Halkey. Halkey, 22 feet from the basket. Halkey looking to penetrate. Halkey stops. Right wing side, faking the jumper. Sapinski now goes up. 17-footer is no good. Weak side rebound, Autumn Davis for the Rockets. Back up court again comes Nina. Chance to tie or take the lead. Left-hand side, Weber, but it goes through her fingertips and out of bounds. Many chances here for Spencer to get that first lead, but they have not been able to take advantage. Coming up at halftime, we will have our Marathon Athletic Club calendar. Let you know about upcoming events with your Marathon schools. Back up court now come the Raiders. Out top, Pakatong. Pakatong moves it left. Miley Halkey. Halkey hands it off to Emma Love. Now with it out top, Sapinski. Sapinski into the lane. Sapinski stops. A whistle away from the basketball. And a foul will be called on Emma Love, apparently setting an illegal screen. So again, getting the basketball will be the Rockets. 1:37 to go, first half. Back into the forecourt. Left-hand side, Coles. 30 feet from the basket. Works her way out top. Now moves it right wing side. Alina Jackson. Jackson back on the wing. Open three for Coles. Came up short. Rebound goes out of bounds. So another empty opportunity for Spencer. The Raiders will maintain that two-point lead. 20-18 with 1:19 to go in the half. Up into the forecourt, Caden Sapinski for Marathon. Sapinski stops, now needs some help. Swings it right to Emma Love. Love, 22 feet from the basket. Love gets it out top, Halkey. Halkey dribbles with the right hand. Miley Halkey stops, moves it right-hand side. Addie Malepski. Good pass inside. Oh, and missing the layup, however, is Halkey. Boy, nice feed to the cutting Halkey from Malepski, but misses the in close shot, and Spencer has it back. With it is Montana Coles. Coles to the left wing. Coles trying to turn the corner. Coles now stopped. Sapinski in her grill. Gets it over to Weber. Now Weber into the lane. Oh, and a good pass, but off the fingertips of Danny Sobak. But chased down by the Rockets. Top of the key. Three-pointer is good by Emma Neiman. Emma Neiman now with 9 points. And for the first time tonight, Spencer has the lead. 21-20. 20 seconds in the half. Into the lane. Miley Halkey gets double-teamed. Left corner goes off the fingertips of Malepski and goes out of bounds. 15 seconds in the half, and now Spencer, up 21-20, will likely try to hold it for one final shot. And jumping off the bench is Autumn Davis now for the Rockets, replacing Emma Neiman. Pressure in the backcourt being shown by Marathon. Taken by Davis. That is Weber. Weber on the right wing. Down to 10. Weber gets it to Davis between the circles. Davis will penetrate. Davis to the hole. Lays it up. Hits the shot. Draws the foul. And has a chance for a three-point play. Autumn Davis now has 9 points. A chance to get into double digits at the free throw line. Emma Love called for her second foul. Fifth team foul on Marathon. Free throw is good for Autumn Davis, and just like that, a four-point lead, 4.6 seconds in the half. Inbounded, Caden Sapinski. Sapinski into the forecourt. Up for a long three-pointer, off the mark, no good, and the first half comes to an end. Tough first half for the Marathon Red Raiders. 24-20, Spencer with the lead. The Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about activities taking place at your Marathon schools. Coming up tomorrow, 4:15 p.m., middle school wrestling at Pittsville. At 4:30, St. Mary's 7th and 8th grade girls basketball at Emmanuel in Wisconsin Rapids. Also tomorrow, JV and JV2 basketball right here against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood at 5:45. Then varsity boys basketball at 7:15 versus Whitburn. And then also 7:15, JV3 boys basketball versus Mosinee. Thursday, 4:30, St. Mary's 7th and 8th grade girls basketball versus St. Paul's La Pointe. That's at 4:30. 5:45 Thursday, JV2 boys basketball at Rib Lake. 5:45 on Thursday, JV girls basketball versus Auburndale. And at 7:15 on Thursday night, varsity girls basketball versus Auburndale here at the Marathon Gym. The Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. You can learn more by following the Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. 24-20, Spencer over Marathon here at halftime. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Marathon Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you bank with People State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On Tuesday night, it's a Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball showdown as the Wausau West Warriors play host to first place Marchfield. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West versus Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Marathon High School. It is halftime, and Marathon Red Raiders trail the Spencer Rockets by a score of 24-20. Taking a look at the numbers, brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For the Rockets, 10 points for Autumn Davis. She had 3 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and was 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. Also for the Rockets, 9 points for Emma Neiman, a pair of 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 2 out of 2 at the stripe. 3 points for Hannah Schreiner, a 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And Alina Jackson had 1 basket for 2 points. 7 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 3 out of 7 at the free throw line for Spencer in the first 18 minutes. For the Marathon Red Raiders, they got 7 points from Miley Halkey. She had 3 2-point field goals and was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 4 points on a pair of baskets for Macy Mishka. She had 2 baskets. 4 points for Emma Love on a pair of baskets. A 3-point field goal for 3.